It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. For you, there is no break. There has been no break since the previous episode. But for me, oh no, that is not the case at all. For me, I haven't recorded in probably pushing 3 weeks, definitely over 2 weeks. I won't do a whole big thing about this, but I was away for 2 weeks helping to make a movie. My friend directed a very low budget but very high quality horror movie at a camp, a summer camp, after the kids have gone. A whole bunch of adults came in to make a horror movie, and it was a blast. It was so much fun. I met a ton of new people. Many of them I now consider my friends, and it's kind of hard to describe just kind of how special it was for me. Being on set for a movie or whatever has been something that I've wanted to do for most of my life and haven't really ever gotten the chance. This is by far the biggest thing I've ever helped out on. And we were all living on the camp for 2 weeks. And so you really bond with people very quickly in that way. So yeah, it was kind of an amazing experience. And I got to know the cast and the crew very well. I got a lot of compliments on me just jumping in and helping anywhere I could, because you have to. And there's a hat over here. there was a guy who, I don't really remember the connection, but he brought us a bunch of hats, and some of us got to make requests, and I requested this Oscar the Grouch green hat, because I love green and the Muppets, and this isn't a paid ad, but hey, let's send it out there. Overlord Caps, I think, is what they're called. I'll put a link in the show notes for them. They have officially licensed many, many things out there, and I'm sure there's more coming. And so, you know, go get a cap. I'm not a hat guy, but, you know, when I got the hat, I was like, I'm going to wear this hat for tonight. Should I wear the hat for this episode? Maybe I'll just do it like that, so it doesn't, although you can't see Oscar that way. It squishes my hair, which I don't love, but I put it on loose. There we go. Let's do that. It's just on very loose. Okay, cool. Should we do sideways? Anyway. All right, let's talk about the words. Was there anything else to say about that? I don't know. I just had a great friggin' time. And one day, oh, the movie's called Crazy Bones. Someday you will get to watch it. And the acting is fantastic. And it's lit, shot beautifully. And I hope you enjoy it. I had a fun time helping to make it. All right, here we go. The first word in this episode is fustic. There's some fun words in this episode. Fustic, F-U-S-T-I-C, noun from the 15th century. This is the wood of a tropical American tree of the mulberry family that yields a yellow dye, and then also any of several similar dye woods. So I guess those are other trees that you can make dyes from. The species name is Chlorophora tinctoria. Chlorophora tinctoria. That is a fun name. So the fustic, it is the wood of this tree, the mulberry family. And why yellow? Why does the dye that you make from it yellow? Is the tree yellow? The wood yellow? What's the whole thing about that? Okay, so this is from the Middle English fustic, which means smoke tree. From what else? From Arabic fustuk, from the Greek pistaki, which is pistachio tree. Interesting. And there's more at the word pistachio. So is the pistachio tree where we get the pistachio nuts from? Is that related to this? Is that part of the mulberry tree family? They're related somehow, I guess. I don't know. Fustic. Yeah, I don't think I'm familiar with this one. Okay, I need to make a sound effect. Am I going to do something related to any of these words? Probably not. Well, I guess I should also say that I am recording this on my birthday. I have the whole week off. So in total, I will have 3 weeks off from work, and I don't know how I'm going to go back to my day job, but I'll figure out a way. So because today is my birthday, I guess maybe I will, what would a sound effect for that be? Do I just say birthday? Do I say my age, which is 45? Wow. Let's do birthday. All right. The next word is fustigate. This is a verb from circa 1661. It seems to be only transitive. Number one, the synonym is cudgel. C-U-D-G-E-L. Cudgel. Cudgel. And number two is to criticize severely. Ooh, you are not just criticizing normally. You're not just saying your performance was crap. You look stupid. These are things you shouldn't be saying. I don't like being critical. But not only are you doing that, you are doing it severely. Fustigating is... I don't think I have ever fustigated. I can't even make myself do that because I don't want to ever say something mean to somebody. Fustigation is a noun. Let's do a fustigation investigation where we're investigating how and why people are criticizing people severely. This is from, let's see, the Latin word fustis plus igare, as in fumigare, which means to fumigate. So it's similar to that, I guess, but it's not about smoke, I don't think. Yeah, it doesn't really say what it means, but maybe it has something to do with criticizing. I feel like I want to look up the word cudgel again. A cudgel makes me think of somebody who maybe is criticizing, maybe not very nice person. You're being such a cudgel. All right, let's just do a quick little search here. C-U-D-G-E-L. Here we go. A short, heavy club. Oh, that's different than what I thought. But what about this one? To beat with, as if with, or as if with a cudgel. Yeah, so it's a club. But this one is the verb, so you are beating. So you are, when you are criticizing somebody severely, it's kind of like you're beating them with a club. I don't like that. And yep, now it all sort of has come together. Criticizing and beating. Yep, don't do any fustigating. Birthday! Now we have the word fusty. F-U-S-T-Y. This is an adjective from the 14th century. Number one is British, and it means impaired by age or dampness. Okay, the synonym is moldy. So if you are impaired by age or dampness and you are moldy, then you are fusty. So maybe you're an old person who is damp and old. I said that already. And so you are fusty, a fusty person. You're maybe kind of moldy because you're sitting in your chair for too long and the mold is starting to grow on you. I can't wait till I'm old and fusty. Number two, this is saturated with dust and stale odors. The synonym here is musty. I have heard of moldy and musty, but I don't think I've ever heard of fusty, but clearly it's related to moldy and musty, which I am more familiar with, so I understand this concept. Saturated with dust and stale odors. There was a little bit of our movie set that I think is meant to give off a little bit of a fusty feeling. Also, not to mention the fact that we were on a pretty rustic campgrounds, a lot of it also was kind of fusty, old cabins and such. Yes, it was a little fusty in places. Number three, rigidly old-fashioned or reactionary. Rigidly old-fashioned, yes, we're really just talking about old stuff here with this word fusty. Someday I shall be fusty. I can't wait until I am a fusty, moldy, musty old man. A synonym is malodorous. So now we're talking more about the smells. Because, yeah, we had a couple of smell things come up in these definitions. Malodorous. Ooh, hey. Maybe after I do a little working out, I might be smelling a little fusty. Fustily is an adverb. And fustiness is a noun. And where does this word come from? It comes from probably an alternative of the Middle English foisted or foist, which means musty. Also foist, which is wine cask. I can definitely see how a wine cask could be described as musty. I can smell that. Also from the Anglo-French fust or fuist, which means wood or tree trunk or cask. And that's pretty much it. So fusty, yeah, it gives off an old, musty kind of feeling and smell and stuff like that. Fusty. Okay, moving on to birthday. We have the word fusilinid or fusilinid or fusilinid, F-U-S-U-L-I-N-I-D. Fusilinid is how I shall say it. This is a noun from 1941. I don't know what this word is. It is any of a family of extinct marine foraminifers. Do we have to go back to foraminifer to remind ourselves of what even the hell those are? Let's find out. Let's remind ourselves. Foraminifer. Here we go. Ooh, yes, these are like little things with shells. Marine rhizopod protozoans, usually having calcareous shells, etc. So yes, tiny little things. So the fusilinids are a bunch of those little shell creature things, basically. This word is from... Oh, I should also say the family is Fusilinidae, or Fusilinidae. This is from the New Latin Fusilina, which is a genus, also from the Latin Fusus, which means spindle, plus ulus, which means, it's just the suffix ul, U-L-E, or ule, so it's a spindly kind of thing. That's pretty much it. That's all we got for Fusilinids. And that was the end of the F-U-S section. So now we are going to the F-U-T section. And I should mention, hey, everybody, this is the third to the last episode. We're almost there.
Birthday!
Now we have F-U-T. It's an abbreviation for the word future, which will be in the next episode.
Birthday?
Next is Futhark. Futhark, I think that's how you pronounce it. Just checking. Yeah, I think so. Futhark, F-U-T-H-A-R-K. Ooh, there are a couple of other spellings. You could also pronounce it Futhork, and you could spell that one F-U-T-H-O-R-C or O-R-K, Futhork. I guess, which one do I like better, Futhark or Futhork? Not sure. I'll think on that one. Let me know which one you prefer. Also, which spelling. So, this is a noun from 1851. It is the runic alphabet. The runes. And then it says to see the rune illustration. So, maybe I should post a link in the show notes for runes. Obviously, we're not going to talk about those for a very long time. But I am familiar with what they are. They are... you know, like kind of scratched lines and things, you know, vertical lines, horizontal lines, angled lines, lots of different types of lines. It's very, very early alphabet kind of thing. And yeah, I'm looking at the rune illustration. And, you know, they're the very early forms of our English letters. I can't remember the name of our letters, but... yeah, they are early forms of those, and so you can see some similarities between them. Like the B in rune looks very similar to our capital B. So yes, there's these. I remember there's another old alphabet that starts with a C that I think is also very, very old and similar. Yeah, okay, cool. So the Futhark or the Futhark is these old runes. It's the whole runic alphabet. But why are we calling it Futhark? It is from the first six letters, which are F, U, a character that is a TH sound, but it looks like a lowercase b combined with a lowercase p, because the line goes down below the circle thing too. So it's like a B and a P together, and it makes a th sound. There's also the O, which is also possibly an A, which is why it's Futhark or Futhork. Then the R, then the C, which could also be the K. That's why we had the C and the K option there. So that's what it is. They just took the first six letters of the runic alphabet and called it that. Futhark. And then, of course, you know, the runic illustration shows how they look in runes. Okay, cool. So I have never heard of this name of the runic alphabet. And now I know it's called Futhark, and I enjoy that name immensely. I'm sure historians have big old debates about the proper way to pronounce and spell this word, which is why there's three options. Birthday. Next is futile or futile. This is an adjective from circa 1955. I guess depending on the context, I'll either say futile or futile. I maybe mostly say futile. What do you say? This is number one, serving no useful purpose. Also, completely ineffective. As in, efforts to convince him were futile. He was not going to be convinced. They tried so hard, but they were completely ineffective. There was no useful purpose, no good, nothing came from people trying to convince him. What were they trying to convince him of? Well, it would not be futile for you to try to convince me to go to a movie. That would be completely effective. Not ineffective. But if you said to me, Spencer, we would like you to eat a whole plate of mushrooms, then your efforts might be kind of futile, because I wouldn't eat the whole plate of mushrooms. I might eat a couple, but I don't like them. That's it. Your efforts will be futile. Number two, occupied with trifles. The synonym is frivolous. It's just like, meh, nothing important. Trifles, frivolous, futile, it means nothing. We don't care about it whatsoever. Futilely or futilely, that is an adverb, and futileness, that is a noun. Quickly, let's look at the etymology. This is from the Latin futilis, which means brittle or pointless. Pointless, that seems like the big one, connected to how we know this word now. Probably from the fu prefix, which is akin to fundere, which means to pour. There's also more with the word found. It doesn't say what the fu prefix means. It just says it's from that. So, yeah. Futilis, pointless, pointless, pointless. Every time I hear this word, I think of, what was it in Star Trek? It was the, your actions are futile. I'm trying to think of, like, the Borg. I can never think of like the right terms, but it was something like, you just don't even try. Just don't even try. Your efforts are futile. You must join the Borg. You can't help it. We will take you down. We will make you one of us. Okay. Synonym information for futile. Futile, vain, and fruitless mean producing no result. Futile may connote completeness of failure or unwisdom of undertaking, as in, resistance had proved so futile that surrender was the only choice left. That's all you can do. Vain, V-A-I-N, usually implies simple failure to achieve a desired result, as in, a vain attempt to get the car started. The car had no battery. So why were you even trying? Fruitless comes close to vain, but often suggests long and arduous effort or severe disappointment, as in fruitless efforts to obtain a lasting peace. Oh, the dictionary going, bringing me down again. Thanks, everybody. Fruitless efforts to obtain a lasting peace. I wish we could have lasting peace all over the place, but nope. Our efforts are fruitless. No fruits for us. No apples or bananas. All right. Well, I think that is it for futile, other than to say that maybe is making this podcast futile? Is it fruitless? Are there fruits coming from this podcast? Oh, one just popped out.
Birthday.
Next we have futilitarian. Futilitarian. I wonder, makes me wonder what this might be. This is a noun from 1827. This is one who believes that human striving is futile. Wow. How do you even get to the point where you believe that? What happened in your life to make you be a futilitarian? If you are a futilitarian, please explain your process to me. I'm just very curious, honestly. Futilitarian is an adjective, and futilitarianism, that is a noun. So they believe that human striving is futile. So they think that you shouldn't strive for anything? Like what? What are we striving for that they think is futile? Can you better yourself in some way? What if you're trying to learn a skill and then you master that skill? Is that futile? Okay. Interesting. Interesting concept. It's a blend of futile and utilitarian. Birthday! Next we have futility. Noun from circa 1623. Number one, the quality or state of being futile. And the synonym is uselessness. Sometimes I feel like I have futility, but then other times I'm like, nope, not at all. Now, what's interesting is that this word, it's the word utility with an F at the beginning. Now, I don't know if that is a coincidence, because utility makes me think of something that has a use. It has a utility. There is a tool, and you can use it for things. That is its utility, right? And then you put F at the beginning. Now, I know it comes from futile, but are they etymologically related somehow? I don't know. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. Something to think about. Okay, so that was number one. Now we got number two for futility, which is a useless act or gesture, as in the futilities of debate for its own sake. That is a quote from W.A. White. The futilities of debate for its own sake. You're just debating just for fun, just because you want to debate, just for its own sake. And so it's useless. There's no good that's going to come from that, except maybe you had fun doing it. I hope so. That wouldn't really be futile then. Useless act or gesture. I hope I'd never do any of those. I want them all to be useful. Birthday! Birthday. Next we have futon. Noun from 1876. This is a usually cotton-filled mattress used on the floor or in a frame as a bed, couch, or chair. I don't understand why this is different than just a regular mattress. What makes a futon a futon? These are the questions that keep me up at night. Why is it a futon? It says it's a Japanese word, which I never knew. That's interesting. Futon. So it's a specific kind of mattress. I mean, I can imagine a futon in my head. I have had futons, sat on futons, slept on futons. But what is the difference? It's just a kind of a mattress, I guess. There are lots of different kinds. I remember, I think I had a futon as my bed, and I remember like getting it over my head. It was like folded and then walking through the house to bring it somewhere else for some reason. I don't know. That's a terrible story. But yeah, futons, very common in college-aged people's rooms and such. That's it for futon. I was hoping it would be more interesting. Although I did find that it comes from Japanese. That is interesting. So I guess the things that people sit on in Japan, are those called futons? They're different than the futons I think we have here in our college dorm rooms.
Birthday.
Now we have futtock. F-U-T-T-O-C-K. It looks like buttock, but it is futtock. And there's a little fly flying around in here. Get out of here, fly. Shoe fly. Don't bother me. A futtock is a noun from the 13th century. This is one of the curved timbers scarfed together to form the lower part of the compound rib of a ship. The futtock. This word is from Middle English votek or futek, perhaps modified of the Middle Dutch votken, a diminutive of the word voet, which means foot. So, yeah, it seems like it's maybe, yeah, on the bottom of a ship, one of the parts of the ship, the foot of the ship, it's the lower part of the compound rib of a ship. It's the futtock. I don't know my boat parts. All right, and now we're going to go on to one more last word. Here we go. Today, it's 45 birthday, birthday, 45 birthday, birthday, 45. We have futtock shroud, two words, noun from 1817. This is a short iron rod connecting the top mast rigging with the lower mast. So again, we are talking about the ships and the boats. That's where the futtock is. Ooh, check out that sexy futtock. All right. It is now time for me to pick a word of the episode. Word of the episode. Word of the episode. It's making me crazy, making me hazy. Let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had fustic, fustigate, fusty, fusilined, foot, futhark, futile, futilitarian, futility, futon, futtock, and futtock shroud. I think I just need to pick futhark as the word of the episode because I think runes are interesting. I don't know my runic alphabet, but eventually in, I don't know, 15, 20 years, I will learn it if I ever get to that point. It looks like some of the letters are similar to what we are aware of, and so that's helpful. And I think it's just funny that it is named after its first six letters. That's like calling our alphabet Abcadef. So, yeah, I don't think we do that. I don't think we call our alphabet Abcadef, but I think we should. I mean, Big Bird called the whole alphabet Abcadefkajekalmanafkerskuverses, because he thought it was just a real big word, but it's not. So yeah, futhark, that is the word of the episode. How shall I sing a song about futhark? Futhark, futhark, it's the runic alphabet. Futhark are the first six letters. I don't know what the other letters are, but they all make up futhark. Futhark, futhark, futhark. Okay, that's great. Anything else to say? Maybe I should. Yeah, I'll put a link in the show notes for the runes and the futhark and all that stuff. And do I have another movie to tell you about? I believe I do. Let me bring up my list, see where I left off. Okay, saw that. Okay, now here's a movie that I put down on my list. It's called The Overnight. Oh, yes, I remember this. I don't think I mentioned this. It is about two couples who are hanging out together for the night. And that's all I want to say. It's a funny movie. A little bit of drama, but mostly funny. Let's just leave it at that. I have another one, but I'm actually going to go see a movie right after I record this because I'm on one of my days off. And I had a very, very busy day yesterday. coming back from a trip, getting ready to go on another short trip. So I had a lot of crap to do. I did a lot of laundry. Not my favorite thing to do, but you gotta get it done. So today is a little bit more of a chill day, which is good because it's my birthday. Okay. We have fun here. We have so much fun. Yeah, that's it. Two more episodes to go. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Forty-five.